A very important sugya in Machshava, and that is the sugya of Dveikus. We're going to be focusing today on the perspective of the Ramban, as we are learning Ramban al Torah. What we're going to see is that, this is an interesting one. My hunch is that if you shiurim that around Ramban al Torah, that tend to focus on one Ramban. So there are probably a couple that you could have chosen as far as primary Ramban on the sugya of Dveikus. Most would probably choose the Ramban in source number 7 from Perikid Aleph and Sefer Dvarim. What we're going to try and point out is when you look at the Ramban's perspective as a whole, you find some things that are very interesting. There are some that put together some of the Ramban's. I think when you put together maybe, again, I can't say all of them with any sense of confidence, but I can say when you put together a lot of them, you do find some interesting things. Let's start like this. I apologize that some of this will be repetition from yesterday as far as Dveikus as a whole, but let's try and make some progress and gain some clarity. The Torah tells us in Sefer Dvarim, in around 5 places at least, there's a concept of Dveikus. That's verses 1 through 4, the 5th, not in the streets and parts of Yeschanan, Vatem Hadveikim, Vashem Elokechem, Chaim Kulchem Hayom. The Torah tells us in a variety of places that we should engage in something called, or that there is something called Dveikus. There are a lot of questions, even on a level of Pshuto Shel Mikra, as to what Dveikus exactly is, slash how exactly we understand it. Let me explain as follows. What is Dveikus? That's one question I have to deal with. That we spoke about a little bit yesterday from a Hasidic perspective in terms of what Dveikus is. Another shaila that we're going to have is Dveikus a mitzvah? Is a mitzvah to become davuk to Hashem? Is Dveikus the result of mitzvos? One who is mekayim lots of mitzvos, the Torah is telling us that is the result. And if it is the result, when does that result occur? We definitely want to ask the question of, are there different kinds or forms of Dveikus? Why is it that the Torah mentions Dveikus so many times? I would note, why so many times in Sefer Dvarim, Dafka? But so many times it mentions Dveikus, and a Dafka mentions Dveikus in a way which sometimes can be a little bit like, again, what in different contexts. Dveikus in the context of Avas Hashem, Dveikus in the context of Yiras Hashem, Dveikus in the context of Avodas Hashem, in the context of taking a Shavua. We have a lot of different sort of ways that Dveikus is spoken about, and there is something a bit challenging in trying to pin down what Dveikus exactly is. We know, and as we spoke about yesterday a little bit, in Chazal, we do find various interpretations of Dveikus. Many in Chazal, the pasuk is often quoted, because Baruch was in the Eish Ochlahu. We often, and when it comes to Dveikus, understand it not kipshuto, that I'm actually cleaving to God because God is too great. It would be too intense to cleave to Him, so it means something else. So Chazal understand, for example, the Gemara in Meseches Ksubis, it has to do with becoming close to Talmidei Chachamim. That is what the Rambam quotes in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam writes, "The mitzvot asei mido oraisa lidavik b'talmidei Chachamim." That's a mitzvah in Mitzvot Asei Vav, I believe. Is that Vav or Zayin? I think Vav. Is the mitzvah for the Rambam of to be lidavik b'chachamim. It also means, the Gemara in Sota, to model myself after the Ribbono Shel Olam, Mahu Afata, God has Rachmanas, I have Rachmanas, God's Mevaker Cholim, I'm Mevaker Cholim. The Tomer Devor of Moshe Cordovero discusses that idea at length, modeling my interaction with others the same way that, again, after how God interacts. God, as an example, Moshe Cordovero says, God's very patient with us. People can mess up a lot and God is still there. God's very forgiving. That's part of the beauty of Tshuva. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to forgive people even though they may have treated him very, very poorly. A person could, for the first 80 years of their life, totally just not keep anything and reject Ribbono Shel Olam and argue their whole life against Ribbono Shel Olam. But a person that engages in tshuva, so then that changes everything. So part of modeling, if one form of Dveikus, says Moshe Cordovero, is modeling my life after the Ribbono Shel Olam, is that I'm trying to be as forgiving and understanding as God is. That's a transformative idea, I think, in human interaction. That if part of what I'm supposed to be doing is modeling myself after Hashem, so the same way that Hashem is so, again, kviyachol, to use these midos, is so understanding and so forgiving, and so sort of like, again, when a person comes and makes a step towards Ribbono Shel Olam, so Ribbono Shel Olam opens up and is willing to be forgiven. That's all part of Dveikus. Those are different ideas you find in Chazal. The Meshech Chachma, again, just giving a little bit of an overview as far as how different people understand Dveikus as a whole. So far we spoke about, again, Kipshuto being Davik Tashem. We spoke about close to Talmid Chachamim. We spoke about modeling myself after the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Meshech Chachma, and this is an appropriate week to quote Meshech Chachma, because this week Rav Cooperman, who was the founder and head of Michlala, for decades passed away. Cooperman was one of the, was one of the people most responsible for sure for the Limud of the Meshech Chachma. He put out the, well, what is, to my knowledge, I think, at least the best edition of the Meshech Chachma. It's very hard, safer, and he's a very good edition with footnotes and the like that help explain the Meshech Chachma, and he passed away this week, so Leila Nishmas, so we'll reference the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma understands that Dveikus is actually a mitzvah of bitachon. To be davik to Hashem is to trust in Hashem. And the Meshech Chachma in Parsha Ekev, it's a very important idea, which I'm not going to speak about now, understands that there are various degrees. The mitzvah is said in a vague way, because sometimes mitzvahs are said in a vague way in order so that it can be relevant to people at different levels. If it was too specific, says the Meshech Chachma, bitachon, everyone would just do it, and then you're either there or you're not there. But bitachon is something which is intentionally somewhat vague, because there is, we're not giving the specifics in the Torah, because depending on where you're at religiously, that's where your bitachon is going to be. That relates to something that we spoke about as far as bitachon of different people at different dargas in the Ramban, and the Chovas HaLevavos, and others. But that's all, again, just some background in how Dveikus is often understood. Again, four or so different mahalchim for what Dveikus means. That obviously is going to have a lot of implications as far as my relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam and the like. But let's focus on the Ramban. What is interesting about the Ramban, I didn't have a... My notes are on the board right now, not as a good pedagogical device in terms of what it is, hopefully an attempt at sometimes, of having it on the board. I had a marker here, now I see a pencil, but I didn't see it before, and I only had a marker, and writing it on paper seemed like a bit too sloppy, so I just was using the board for my notes. As I was putting it together, I think you have, Aliba de MS, about five different understandings of Dveikus in the writings of the Ramban. But what's interesting is that for the Ramban, they also are somewhat integrated. I want to just go through what those different dargas are. Now, you have to look at the Ramban as a whole. The Ramban wrote a lot of different svarim. So we're going to look at the Ramban as Peirush al Torah, that primarily. We're going to look at the Ramban in his Hasagot on Sefer HaMitzvos. We're going to look at the Ramban in a Sefer called Shar HaGmul. Shar HaGmul is a wild Sefer. Shar HaGmul has a lot to do with Olam Haba and Gan Eden, different kinds of Gan Eden, Gehenim, punishment, a little bit with Rosh Hashanah and the like. Now that relates to ideas like, I guess, Onesh, Scharva Onesh, things like that. So there's it's a very interesting statement. This edition, Chazan Yoel, but a couple, it happens to be, he did a, it's a hard safer, so there's two sections of it. He has a beer where he explains what the Ramban says. He has footnotes where he brings comments from other places in the Ramban's writings. The Ramban in a couple places in Shar HaGmul relates to Dveikus also. So we're going to try as a whole to describe what Dveikus is. We'll see some ideas that are going to sound like they are almost very like simple or basic. We'll see some ideas that are going to sound like they're very ambitious. Some ideas that are going to be more halachic. Some ideas that are going to be more, I don't even know, machshava, but like high-level machshava. So we're going to see, and this is one of those areas, when you look at this sugya, where you see some of the greatness of the Ramban, a person who could really, his range was wide in terms of what he could talk about. There are people that are experts in halacha, people that are experts in chumash, people that are experts in lamdas or in machshava. The Ramban was an expert in yahadas. And part of being an expert in yahadas is the capacity, not only the expert in yahadas, he actually wrote about all things, and like he published it, so we have a good... Between Chidushim and Shas, we know his background in Kabbalah and Parshanud, the way that everyone looked at the Ramban, he spoke about the Hakdama, when he first spoke about the Ramban, is something which is very inspiring, and for me, this is a sugya where you see it a little bit. Let's start like this. The Ramban, source number 7, the Ramban al-Torah, and Sefer Dvarim, Yud Alef Chafiz, and the Ramban gets quoted a lot by different Baalei Machshava. You'll see it, we'll quote the Siva Shalom Leblei, the Sonomer, we'll see different ideas. The Ramban here starts off, he quotes an Ibn Ezra, and a big shaila is what exactly the Ibn Ezra means, and the footnotes in the Shar HaGmul. He has discussed about that, the Ritva has different theories about that. But then he says like this. Okay, maybe, number one, V'nemar b'Yoshua v'chulei, k'ma shalem l'kechem t'baku, imkein huwa ki azhara me'azharas avodazara, so t'ipari machshivasu min Hashem el Elohim achirim. First shot of what does Dveikus mean? Not the most, let's say, ambitious. To be Dveik to Hashem means I'm with Hashem and I am not with another God. It's essentially a statement. What does it mean to cleave to God? It means not to worship anybody else. That's how the Ramban understands it. It's essentially a positive way of saying, don't be Oved Avodah Zarah. Don't go near Avodah Zarah. For the Ramban, that's one idea. And again, that Ramban is not going to Okay, we get it. We have a lot of these surim et avodah zarah. This is another way to say it. It does make sense a little bit in some of the psukim when we speak about v'yososa avodu uvosid bakum, worship Hashem and cleave to Him. For the Ramban, the cleave to Him is essentially saying, worship Hashem and stay, continue to worship Hashem and don't worship anything else. That's that. That's a, it's like when we say, something's misunderstood. When we say, ain od milvado, so ain milvado in, is often understood as being like, there's everything in this world is God. It often means like there's no God other than Ribono Sha'olam, just kipshuta. That there's something, I worship Hashem and I don't worship anything else. The Ramban goes on to describe what is most certainly one of the more ambitious descriptions of what Avodas Hashem can look like. This is a wild, it's very intense. V'itachin, in the second paragraph, answer number 7. Shetiklo ha'dveika lomar sh'tiyazokar Hashem v'avaso tamid. You should always remember God and love Him. L'titori ma'shivascha mimenu b'lechtecha b'aderech v'shapav k'mecha. Your mind, says the Ramban, should always be focused on God. At you dvariv im b'nei adam b'fiv uvil shono. V'libo einenu imahem. Akidekach, you should be talking to people. It looks like right now we're having a normal conversation. I am v'libo einenu imahem. My heart is not with you. Avahu lifnei Hashem. I'm totally tapped into God. It looks like I'm interacting in this world, but I am not focusing at all on mundane things. I'm only focusing on God. V'yitachim ba'anshe hamayla hazos. People who can reach this high madrega. The Ramban understands. Whereas only worshiping the first pshat, shalat lavan avodah zarah, that's shayach to everybody. The Ramban understands this level is anshe hamayla, people who are totally attached. Tia nafsham gam b'chayehim trura b'tzur hachayim. They can be totally connected to God while in this world. That phrase, trura b'tzur hachayim, that pasuk we normally think refers to people when they die, that after they die, but after the niftar, that they're in the next world, they're tzurur, they're connected b'tzur hachayim to the Ribono Shel Olam. The Ramban saying that mitzias of a post, that's something that a person can have already here. Kihem ba'atam on the Shechina, kasher ramas ba'al sefer ha'kuzari, they are totally connected with God. The Ramban understands, again, and it's a very powerful idea, the Ramban understands that a person has the capacity to be in this world, but really with Hashem. It looks like I'm in this world, it looks like I'm talking to you, I'm not talking to you. I'm totally with Ribono Shel Olam. I'm totally with the Divine somewhere else. That is, if you look, just to some of the implications of that. First of all, that helps explain another context of the Ramban. The Ramban thinks in Sefer Mitzvot, the Ramban also happens to think that part of Dveikus is connecting to Talmidei Chachamim. Why would connecting to Talmidei Chachamim? He agrees with the Rambam that one of the meanings of Dveikus is the Mizdavik to Talmidei Chachamim. Like Chazal say, why would the Ramban think that makes sense? Well, because Talmidei Chachamim are people that are so connected to Hashem, they're Tzorah B'Tzorah Chaim. The Chachamim are thinking about Hashem all the time. They're connected to God. So if you want to have access or a connection to God, so one of the ways that a person can have that is by connecting to these Anshei Maila, by connecting to people who are so connected to Ribono Shel Olam. That if they are Bitzur HaChaim, they're totally connected to Hashem, so if, even if I'm not on that Madrega, if I can connect to Tamini Chachamim, then that's my Shaychus to Hashem. That sounds very Hasidic in a certain perspective. I am not on the Madrega to independently get to God, so through the tzaddik I'm able to get there. There is some of an idea like that here, at least one potential understanding. That's why also some suggest that's pshat in the pasuk when we say, Eshashen lokecha tira, es l'rabos, tamidi hachamim, that I have the capacity in order to connect, with Hashem, tamidi hachamim, they're so connected, That's just one. All right. With Kluger in Oscha Vakesh, Kluger is one of the, it's a very important Breslov connected figure. People like Hananya, who feel very connected to the Neo-Hasidic world, are very much into the Torah of Kluger. So
all day, all night.
Yeah. So I'm about to say, Hask has one of two effects on people's connections to Neo-Hasidus, I would imagine. So no one leaves apathetic. No one's like, I don't know. So Rav Kluger here points out, based on the Ramban, that what the Ramban is describing, and this is a wild idea that you do find in a lot of Chassidus Sfarim, he's taking it maybe half a step further than the Ramban, but real Avodas Hashem is, and this is again a little bit of a scary or wild idea, is losing myself in God. It is losing my independent entity. I'm not losing myself as a separate individual. We're created as separate. The Ramban is describing the ideal is that I lose a little bit of my anochi, and I'm just totally dover to Ribono Shel Olam. I have no independent thought or independent. It's all just about Hashem. It's all about Hashem. I'm totally sort of like swept up. It's all I'm thinking about. It's all I'm there. I stop becoming a little bit of a separate individual. As a mashal, I mean, you have that sometimes when a guy is like falling in love. Yeah, you have a person who's falling in love. They're totally infatuated with a girl. They're totally there. So that's something which you can just get swept up in it, where you sort of like lose yourself in the relate. You're just totally committed in that kind of a way. And that's one idea that the Ramban has. Number one is not being over the Barzara, only worshiping Hashem. Number two is this very high idea. This idea is not really a tzivoy, it's something which Anshe Maila are capable of reaching. Okay. In Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban, in his Hasagas of Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvos HaSei Zion, the Ramban has a very important comment. We know, because in the past, the Ramban is the great defender in the Rishonim. Whenever someone critiques, the Ramban is there to defend. The Mochamos is defending the Rif against from the Balmor. The Hasagas of Sefer HaMitzvos is defending the Bahag from the Ramban. The Ramban was again a very powerful statement. The Ramban here, so we're talking about the mitzvah. Mitzvah to say Zion, and the Rambam is a mitzvah to take is a positive mitzvah at times to take shvuas. A positive mitzvah to take a shvua. Sometimes it's appropriate to take a shvua. So the Ramban says no. Generally speaking, there's no positive mitzvah to take a shvua. There's a heter to take a shvua. You're allowed to take a shvua b'shem Hashem under certain circumstances if you're roy to do so. There is such a heter, but there's no real mitzvah. There's an iser that comes along with it. You take a shvuah, you don't honor it. Take a shvuah of God's name in vain. There's certain iserim that come along with it. But there's no positive mitzvah to take shvuahs. However, says the Ramban, it's not entirely true. There is a positive mitzvah to take a shvuah. That positive mitzvah is, the Ramban says, nishban l'kayim mitzvosan. You take a shvuah to mekayim a mitzvah to strengthen your avodas Hashem. That language of the mitzvah is a form of dveikus, says the Ramban. Uvo sidbak, when the Torah tells us, uvo sidbak, in. Read Pasuk. Yeah, in Dvarim, in Perek Yud, Hashem Elokecha Tira Oso Savot Uvo Sidvak Uvishmo Tishaveya. You should cleave to him and take a shvuah. The Ramban understands that their dveikus is connected to shvuah, that the Rambam writes off different mitzvahs. So the Ramban, that means when you're worshiping Hashem, one form of dveikus, what dveikus teaching me, take a shvuah to help me strengthen my mitzvah observance. Take a shvuah sometimes. L'kayim mitzvosav. I need to take a shvuah and nishban l'kayim es hamitzvah. So give meseches nedarim. I take a shvuah right now, so that I'm gonna, get going a little bit. Now that's strange as far as dveikus. Again, it's not dveikus that now per se I'm closer. It's more of a method. It's more of a method to help me get somewhere. Uvo sidbak means sometimes take shvuahs to help you be mekayim more mitzvos. This is the Ramban. We referenced before, again, the Ramban also understands, like the Rambam, that it refers to also being close to Milchamim. So far, we have four ideas in the Ramban. One, not worshiping Avodah Zarah. Two, my Machshava is always connected to Hashem. Three, that Nishban L'Kayim Mitzvah takes Shavuot sometimes. And four is being close to Talmidei Chachamim. Being close to Talmidei Chachamim. Those are four different definitions of Dveikus. Yeah. In Sefer Mitzvot also.
In that same...
Yeah. Let's go for number five, and then we'll try to organize things. Shar HaGmul. Shar HaGmul, again, he is talking right now about how... He's talking in the middle here of Shar HaGmul about different levels of Gan Eden. Gan Eden Tachton and Gan Eden Elyon. One is more purely spiritual, one a little bit less so. He's talking about here, the Ramban and Shar HaGmul, the relationship, the kind of revelation a person can have when they're in Olam Haba, the kind of closeness that they have. He writes, for example, this is Stam, I think this is like a interesting. He writes there in Shar HaGmul, V'yamru ki lo yireni ha'adav v'chayi v'abishas misas and hein rowin, that nishamos attain in Gan Eden that which Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to attain in this world. That in this world, Moshe, who has reached the highest Madriga, so our neshamas in Gan Eden have the capacity to attain a much greater knowledge of the Ribono Shel Olam. That's for the Ramban, Gan Eden Elyon, the real Gan Eden, the real purely spiritual Gan Eden, is us basking in the divine presence and being very close to Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Ramban here in Shaar Gemul, it's in this edition, it's in Simen Reish Ayin, or Ayin Reish, if you want to avoid the spelling of Ra. Uladavka bo, the Ramban understands, is the Madrega of Hasagas Hanashamos Began Eden, who have Tachas Tzchar. Dveikus doesn't mean, Dveikus is not about things we do in this world. Dveikus is the ultimate schar. It's the reward we're going to get. Dveikus is not the mitzvah of just being close on the achamim, the mitzvah of taking a shvua, the avoiding avodah zarah. Dveikus is the ultimate state a person achieves after they are mekayim all mitzvos. After you're mekayim mitzvos, so you have a great life in this world, you're now in Olam Haba, that is real Dveikus. That is real Dveikus. That's Uladavka Bo in Yud Aleph Chav Beis and in Lamed Chav. That's what the Torah means when it says that if you keep mitzvos, Lav Hashem Elokeich Melechus B'chol Derach Uladavka Bo, then that is how you know that you really meet Shemitah Madrega. Just to point out, that's what the Ramban here is talking about in Perek Yud Aleph and Devarim. That people who are totally attached to Hashem or Tzara B'Tzara Chayim, what that means that people in this world who are enough focused on Hashem, they can achieve the kind of, not as intense, but the kind of sort of divine connection that people have in Gan Eden, a tzaddik in this world who's so focused on Hashem, he can get right here. He can get right here. A person has the ability to experience elements of the Dveikus, of the closest to Hashem, that a person has in Gan Eden. So right now they're able to, Masavas Hashem, they can have a tzara, but tzara chayim, they can be connected to what people will have, la'achar misa, they can be connected to right now. It's like a me'ain olam haba in a almost like literal sense. It's me'ain olam haba. It's like olam haba. So five ideas the Ramban has when he defines Dveikus. A lot of them in Chazal, some of them a bit more original. Some of them are something which is the reward, lachar misa. Some of them are chiyuvim on everybody. Some of them are descriptions of anshei maila. Again, the fact that the Ramban has multiple interpretations is not so wild on two levels. One, the Torah tells us in at least five places there's something called Dveikus. It's not crazy for the Ramban for people to assume that they can all be somewhat different. They can all refer to different things. We also know that of the Rishonim, the Ramban works on different levels. The Ramban works on the level of Pshat. So Pshat may be worshiping Hashem, not worshiping Avodah Zarah. The Ramban works on the level of Chazal, of Medrash. Some of these are drashas of Chazal. Maybe Shvua, maybe Tamid Chamim. The Ramban works on the level of Sod. The Ramban's a Kabbalist. And the Ramban is a Mekubal. So it's possible, and the difference is which is the Sod, which is not the Sod, but elements of the Neshama, Gan Eden, kind of an idea that at least strikes us a little bit as, you know, out there. So it's not surprising that the Ramban, or anyone, might have different interpretations, but especially the Ramban, that there would be different interpretations of what Dveikus really means. Yeah.
Also sometimes goes with an ideal world.
Okay. Yeah, the Ramban also talking sometimes it's on in different realities, let's say. Okay. What's fascinating about this is that all five ideas for the Ramban tells us, at least in Sefer Mitzvot, that a lot of these ideas are very much connected. And if you read the Ramban well, it's possible that what the Ramban describes as five different things are really all one. And sometimes what looks like it's very complex is in fact very simple. Let me explain what that means, and let me explain what that means. We'll start with Sefer Mitzvot. We'll go beyond that, the way some Achronim learn the Ramban, as far as Lamdus goes, and we'll try to put together how the son of the Siva Shalom understands it also. And you probably, I think it's one Mahalach that fits very nicely, and I think it's very simple. Just to get to the simple point is a little bit complex, maybe. I'm not sure. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvot says something interesting. The Ramban says, Dveikus refers to something about Shvuas to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, and it refers to being Dovek B'Talmidei Chachamim. At first glance, those seem to be two very different ideas. Very different ideas. Taking a shvur in Mekayim Mitzvos, being close to Talmidei Chachamim, they're both good religious things to do. But they don't strike, at least I imagine many of us, as being that connected. The Ramban understands on a Sefer HaMitzvos level, so we have Taryag Mitzvos, Rabbanan understands that these two things become one mitzvah. They are counted as one mitzvah. Why are they counted as one mitzvah? So the Ramban writes, after he points out that it means different things, the Ramban says, so number 16, even though the Medrash tells us it means different things, lo nimna bo sidbak mitzvah achas, lo davka bo mitzvah acharas, avam nimna mitzvah achas, li davik bo yizbarach b'chol minei hadveka. Says the Ramban, ultimately, these are all one. Why are they all one? Because there's one mitzvah b'yisod. B'yisod, the mitzvah is to be close to Hashem. That's all it is. All that the Ramban doing, he said about these two, all these things are taking a shvur, respect to our mitzvahs, being close to Me'achamim. Those are just ways that we are able to become closer to Hashem. The mitzvah Samelach, and different mitzvahs, says explicitly when he said that to Ramban, but it's more or less explicit, I mean, even within the Ramban himself. Ramban understands that there's a difference between, again, a little bit of the Lundish idea, the Yisod HaMitzvah and the Maisa HaMitzvah. This the Rav pointed out in a lot of contexts. There are mitzvahs that most of the time, the mitzvah of many mitzvahs, you fulfill just by doing the mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah is what the mitzvah is all about. Some mitzvahs, the Maisa Mitzvah is about causing a particular or desired result. Tefillah may be a Maisa of Tefillah, but may be about generating an Avodah Shebelev, impacting your heart somehow. Tshuva, maybe the Maisa is Vidoy, but that's not the whole mitzvah. The mitzvah is impacting you. Sometimes the Maisa and the Yisod don't always line up. For the Ramban, Mitzvah HaMelech, what the Ramban means here? The Yisod HaMitzvah is becoming close to Hashem. How do I become close to Hashem? So the way I become close to Hashem is by taking Shavuos sometimes. I'm not saying we should be doing this, but to take Shavuos sometimes to strengthen my mitzvah observance. And suddenly I get close by being close to the Nechamim. Lichora, if you want to take that a little bit of a step further, I think you can fit the Ramban as a whole within that orientation. The Ramban sometimes is describing what the Dveikus is. He's not describing how you get there, but it's all one Yisod for the Ramban. The Dveikus means becoming close and connected to Hashem. Sometimes the Ramban is describing when a person attains that closeness in Eshar HaGmul, L'Olam Haba, he turns that Dveikus. A person in this world has the capacity to attain that Dveikus. Sometimes the Ramban is telling us how you attain that Dveikus. By being close to Talmidei Chachamim, by thinking about the Ribono Shel Olam, by taking certain Shvuas, by avoiding Avodah Zarah and going in that direction. The Ramban is trying to teach us there's an underlying Yisod of Dveikus, not that fancy. It's not fancy. It's not, Dveikus is not Bikur Cholim. Dveikus is not being close to Me'achamim. Those are things that you do that may help you become closer to God. Dveikus at its core is being close to the Ribono Shel Olam. All the Ramban is describing are multiple ways of getting there and when that experience can most be felt. When that experience is really going to happen. But for the Ramban, it's one idea. The Nesiva Shalom writes, in Parshas Ekev, I'll pee this Ramban. He doesn't say out or bring all the Rambans together, but he says, if you have just this Ramban, being totally connected to Hashem all the time, you can already appreciate a little bit why Chumash mentions Dveikus in so many different contexts. Says Nesiva Shalom, again, it's a nice, happens to be, I don't look at it that much. I had the wonderful schuss of Davening and Chayin Yismakom yesterday, because someone was sitting in my seat. So I had the, there's a on Sefer Dvarim, and there was a, so I opened, it's really beautiful. But this follows. When you look at the Pesukim, just to focus a little bit, the Dveikus, it's not just mentioned multiple times, it's mentioned multiple times in multiple ways. Sometimes Dveikus, if you look, for example, in let's even go through it. In source number one, Hashem Chachatira Oso Saavu Vosid Baku Vishmoti Shaveya. There we're talking about Dveikus on being connected to a Shvua. Okay. Source number two, Dvar Mirav Chavez. If you keep the mitzvos, La'avas Hashem Lokecha Ma'as Bechol Derach Lodav Kabo. There it's connected to Ahavas Hashem and Avas Hashem and Lalechet Bechol Derach of acting like Hashem. So you have Dveikas connected to taking Shvuas, Dveikas connecting to Lalechas Bechol Durachav, connected to Avas Hashem. In Yud Gimel Hey, the Ramban connects Dveikas too. Vioso Sira'u, there's connected to Yiras Hashem. If you look in source number 4, it's again connected to Avas Hashem and Lishmoa Bikolo. If you look in the Ramban, in the Psukim, it's not just the Dveikas that's mentioned a lot of times, it's even, it maybe strengthens the Kasha, but it's part of the solution. Dveikas is mentioned different ways. Dveikas comes from Avas Hashem, or it comes from Yiras Hashem. It comes from Shvuas, or it comes from modeling of Valach LeBedrachav. Being Rachmanis, like, having Rachmanis like he is Rachmanis. What is it? Says the Slonimer, what's going on is the following idea. The Ramban understands Dveikas is being close to Hashem. The way he says it, Dveikas is trying to be always connected to Hashem. If you want to be always connected, that definition of Anshe Maila, the way the Slonimer will say it a little bit differently, but the way he says it, how are you Tomid Machshavah? How is a person's Machshava always connected to Hashem? So in order for your Machshava to always be connected, you have to have multiple ways of getting there. You can't always have the one track 24/7. The point is that there are multiple ways to get to Dveikas, and that's part of what allows me to have the potential to constantly be there. It can be through Avas Hashem or Yiras Hashem. It can be through connecting to Talmidei Chachamim. All those are just different pathways that I have to experience Dveikas. The way we would say, in almost more of a lump, they're all the drachim, they're all the maisim, they're all the ways that I get there, but there's one yesod of being closer. There's one yesod of being closer for the Ramban. So it's not the way we opened up, that sometimes there are just four different definitions of what Dveikas is. For the Ramban, no, it's the wrong setup of the sugya. There's one definition of Dveikas. The shilos we have are just, what are the maisim mitzvahs? What are the things that lead me to become closer? So Ramban understands that when he's not a list of five, it's different ways of getting there. That explains a lot of the sefer mitzvahs, why it's going to be all counted as one mitzvah. That explains why, again, on the one hand, there's one idea that Ramban says, on the other hand, it gets mentioned multiple times. Because it's one idea with multiple ways of getting there. Dveikas is not, again, that's also why you can have, because different people are going to connect different paths. Some everyone has to have, Shalav and Avodah Zarah. Some only certain people are going to need more or less. They're all ways of attaining a certain kind of relationship. Let me just try and note the following as we try to put this together a little bit. Maybe shift a little bit to the practical. If we speak about Dveikas, and you speak about, for the Ramban, what is in many ways the way that in this world we connect to an Olam Habadika world, the way that in this world we're able to become so close. So the Ramban, I think you learn so much here from the Ramban about a person's own Avodas Hashem. Let me say as follows. First of all, there's an appreciation here for the need for multiple ways. There's an appreciation here, not that we don't take one of them seriously. I choose 2, 3, and 4, but I'm over the Zara. The Ramban is, you know, obviously they're all true. But there's an appreciation in the Ramban. And in Chumash, just as far as the way it's formulated, the Ha'ara of the Nesiv HaShalom, which is, he quotes the Ramban, but it's even on Derech HaPshat, there's an appreciation that Dveikas, there's not one pathway, one way of attaining closeness. There are, again, 4 or 5 different ways that a person can attain that. That's very beneficial. We talk about an ultimate goal in general. When we have ultimate goals, we have to be understanding of the fact that there are often multiple ways of getting there. One of the dangers, and what can sometimes make it very challenging for a person to succeed in any area, but in particular in religious life, is the presentation as if there's only one. Imagine as a mashal, if there was only one way to learn Gemara Be'ian. There's only one way to learn Gemara Be'ian. So that would be something which would be exceptionally challenging for many people. There are people that like information more. There are people that are more analytical. There are people that are more text-based. People that like a certain kind of clarity. People that like a certain kind of very complex ideas and longer mahalchim and shorter ha'aras. And there's so many. Imagine trying to succeed in learning if there was only one way to do it. So maybe that we all have to have the skills of all of those things. And maybe that we all have to be able to, let's say, in learning, be comfortable with a text or be comfortable with working your Diyas HaTorah or have, you know, trying to think of things on our own or make sure that we have the skills. There's a lot of different things that a person all needs. But ultimately, what allows a certain kind of success is the fact that there are individual things I can connect to that will lead me there. Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, being David and Chamim, are things that everyone has to have. But the fact that there are multiple ways of getting there, it affords people slightly different pathways as far as emphasis and the like, things that they're just a little bit more connected to, in order to be able to really get there. That we have to have, well, we have to have all of them, the range is certainly important in and of itself. The range is important. The Ramban also does something else, which again, I think is very moving. It's like with the, again, the Meshech Chachma points out, on our Pasuk, though he takes it in a different direction. Like we said, Meshech Chachma says, Dveikas really means Bitachon. Why is it not so specific? Why isn't it pinned down to what exactly that means, the Chiva Bitachon? Because the Torah is intentionally almost ambiguous, so that because there are different people at different levels. That's the so he has in general about Talmud Torah also. In Or Sameach, Meshech Chachma is Or Sameach. In the Or Sameach, he writes, that's why Talmud Torah, the Torah never tells exactly how much you have to learn. Why not? That's like really important information. Why wouldn't the Torah tell us how much you have to learn? So the answer for him is, because while there is a minimal amount, there's a minimum amount everyone has to learn, how much you have to learn is totally in each individual person. And the Torah can't say, you have to learn specifically this amount, because, no, maybe I have to learn this amount, and you have to learn that amount. Maybe we each have separate chiyuvim. So that Yisod of Meshech Chachma, I think, fits well even with the Ramban's definition of Dveikas. The Torah will tell us that there's something called Dveikas. The Ramban highlights for us that there's not one single, there are different levels. It's not a question of all or none. There are things that are for Anshei Maila. There are things that are only La'olam Haba. There are things that everyone has to engage in a certain kind of Dveikas. No one can be Obed Avodah Zarah. Everyone should have some Shreifas. There are certain things the Ramban understands. Dveikas is not an all or none kind of a thing. So on the one hand, Dveikas is being close to Hashem, but there are different levels of closeness. There are different levels of closeness. And a person to understand that Dveikas, the question ultimately is, not am I at that level of Bitzur HaChayim Be'olam Hazeh, I'm so connected even here, but the question of, am I further along than I was yesterday? Am I striving, am I trying to move in a positive direction? And Dveikas is, it's different levels of relationship. There are some that everyone can attain. There's some that are, you have to be really an elevated person to attain, but I can still get some connection by being connected to those elevated people. For the Ramban, it's a very powerful and beautiful idea. Let's just summarize what we spoke about today. The Ramban on Dveikas, on the one hand, when you first look at the Ramban, you see a wide range of ideas. And it becomes somewhat challenging to sort of work it all together. What exactly is for the Ramban? What exactly is Dveikas? It's too many different ideas. I know you can get away with it as far as the Pesukim go, but what does the word mean? And one of the things that we saw is that while there are very different ideas, on the other hand, there's really all one Yisod based on Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvot, and that's to be close to Hashem. And there are different ways to be close to Hashem. The Ramban is describing when we can become close. He's describing how we can become close. The Ramban understands that there are different ways of getting there. We want to connect to all of them, but there are different ways of getting there. Maybe some will connect more to one or the other. And the Ramban understands also that it's not an all or nothing game. There are people that are more elevated, have a higher form of Dveikas. People have a lower form of Dveikas. But just because they can't get that higher level, doesn't mean the lower levels don't exist. Part of the greatness of the Ramban is Perush HaTorah, is Ramban's unique and very special capacity to speak to multiple people at the same time. If the Ramban can write a Perush HaTorah, they're going to explain Pshat, Chazan, you know, Medrash, and Sod. So the Ramban has this unique understanding that there are different Madregas. And the Ramban and Dveikas understands that also. We all have a requirement. We all have to have, at least as a goal, something called Dveikas. Who will reach that highest Madrega and who will not? The Ramban, it's all Chashuv. We want to strive to be ambitious, but it's all essentially very, very Chashuv. We tried to do today was to present the approach of the Ramban on Dveikas. Yesterday we spoke a little bit about Torah Sechassidus on Dveikas. Hopefully at this point between today and for those that were there yesterday, we're able to piece together a pretty decent understanding of different elements of the mitzvah of Dveikas. There's obviously, you know, there's always more to talk about. At least, you know, this important sugya in Machshava, hopefully at this point we have a pretty solid understanding. Shkoyach, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbat.